Governor Tony Evers is confident that there's a nonpartisan way to fund the state's network of roads, bridges, and transportation. We're examining a new transportation task force on the first half of the state capitol report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Governor Evers announced who will be in this group that looks at the comprehensive needs of Wisconsin's transportation system. In his State of the State address last month, he called for input and compromise across the aisle.
While I know that caucus members in both houses support different approaches to solving our transportation funding crisis, it's going to take sacrifices and compromise to find a long-term, comprehensive solution that works for everybody.
What solutions would you like the new transportation task force to explore? What do you think we should do to fund our roads? Are you open to gas taxes or wheel taxes? What about tolls? Would you like the state to borrow to fund new projects? Call in at 800-642-1234. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Laurel White is WPR State Capitol reporter. Laurel, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So when did the governor propose this task force and who is in it?
So as we heard in the clip there, he talked about this in the State of the State. After that, it was a couple weeks after that, that he announced the members of the task force, those 34 members. And they represent a wide variety of industry on this task force. It's actually pretty interesting when you sort of look at the different groups that were asked to weigh in. You've got representatives from agriculture, from local government, from all sorts of transportation associations. So groups that represent ports and railways and airports. And then you have some that were maybe not as directly logical, at least to me at first. You've got a Realtors Association, you have a Tourism Association, and then some state senators and representatives as well.
So what priorities were laid out for them? What guidance do they have here?
So what the governor told them to do is just try to work together, come up with a bipartisan solution that we think is going to work for everybody. Obviously, this has been a very polarizing political issue over the past several years in Wisconsin. Before the group's meeting last week, the Department of Transportation Secretary Designee Craig Thompson said what he wanted members to do was just share their opinions, what their priorities are for transportation in Wisconsin, how the transportation system as it is right now is impacting what they do, how it makes it more difficult to do their job or maybe easier, and what they'd like to see moving forward from the state budget.
So they're supposed to just lay it on the table, every issue that they had, like put it out there. What were you able to learn about that discussion?
So we actually got a nice report from the Department of Transportation after that first meeting that outlined what they were able to do. Reporters came in before and heard the governor's remarks, but weren't there for the full meeting. Essentially, what happened during that first meeting, they were briefed on the budget for the Department of Transportation, which is, of course, as budgets often are, kind of complicated, multifaceted. So folks that maybe are on the ground and experience the state's transportation system, but don't know the nuts and bolts of how it's funded. They were brought up to speed on that. They were also briefed on things that are impacting and sort of challenging the state's transportation system in terms of balancing the needs of cyclists, pedestrians, the amount of freight and passenger railroad that's moving through the state. And then after they had those briefings, so they were all kind of on the same playing field, they had breakout sessions where they identified different priorities and discuss some potential recommendations.
So they got a primer here on transportation in Wisconsin. And how big, though, is the funding pie for transportation?
So the last state budget was $76 billion. But for transportation, it was $6.8 billion. So it's a sizable chunk of the state budget overall. And state resources actually pay for 60% of that budget. We get about 26%, I believe. Yep, 26% from the federal government. And then 7% is from bonding. Those are kind of the biggest chunks for state transportation funding. Now, interestingly, when you look at that 60% piece of the pie, the vast majority of that is gas taxes and vehicle registration fees.
We're talking about the newly formed task force to address the state's transportation funding problems. WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White is with us, gathering your thoughts as well. What solutions would you like the new task force to explore? What do you think we should do to fund our roads? Are you open to gas taxes or wheel registration fees? Would you like the state to borrow to fund new road projects? Do you think the state needs to roll back large projects and focus on repairs? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. So as we break down transportation funding and you give us the pie chart there, where do we see different fees coming in, such as wheel registration and gas tax, and how big of a piece is that funding?
So that is really substantial. So that's, you know, I believe it's 99%, something like that. It's, I think it's in the high 90s of that state portion of the pie. So state funds pay for 60% of that $6.8 billion in the last state budget. 90-something percent of that 60% is gas taxes and vehicle registration fees and other fees like that, which is, I think, why they have been so prominent in the discussion over transportation revenue, right? Mm-hmm. If that makes up the biggest piece of the state pie and what the state can control, and a lot of folks are pushing for more revenue for the state, well, you look at those revenue generators and see, maybe can we bump those a little bit to make that piece of the pie go a bit further.
The State Department of Transportation has canceled some major road projects in recent years. Is our transportation funding model causing this? Is it stunting expansion and growth?
So that's something that has been at the heart of the transportation debate in Wisconsin. There have certainly been delays on road projects, reevaluation of priorities, sort of shifting which projects are getting done, what's not getting done, et cetera. I think the two different sides of the argument there are, one is one group saying, this isn't acceptable, we need more revenue, we need more money to be able to keep these projects moving more quickly and to do more projects. Now, the other side of the debate is, we just need to work within our means and we need to be more responsible and more strategic. And so you kind of have that very fundamental clash there. And it's been difficult for lawmakers to find common ground and a balance.
Where are we with tolls? Has a toll discussion come back?
Absolutely. And tolling, I think, is really interesting because the tolling discussion has been happening for several years in Wisconsin. And the state has actually paid for a study of what tolling would look like in the state. That was approved by state lawmakers several years ago. And so it's kind of always been on the back burner and something that has been floated and looked at in more depth. That's something that the secretary designee of the State Department of Transportation said is on the table right now for this discussion. But the thing about tolling is, say that it's approved in the state budget, it takes quite a bit of time to get tolling up and running in a state before it can start generating revenue. So you can say, all right, we get that approved now. I believe the timeline is 2 years before any money starts coming into the state. And then there's the debate about where do you put tolls? And that's something that Governor Scott Walker weighed in on, former Governor Scott Walker. He said he wanted to put tolls up that would be more more targeted at folks coming in and out of the state, maybe folks from Illinois coming up for vacation, things like that. He didn't want Wisconsin residents to be bearing the major brunt of that tolling. So that'll be part of that discussion for sure.
So certainly tolling there in flux in the discussion. Mm-hmm. Talking with WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White about new task force that's charged by the governor to address the state's transportation problems. It includes 34 members from a wide swath of sectors. What do you think about this task force approach to solving transportation? Has your city or county found solutions to keep up with road maintenance without going into debt? Tell us how, and what would you like lawmakers to know about infrastructure quality in your area? 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute on the Ideas Network. We're talking about a new transportation task force on the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A year ago, U.S. News & World Report ranked Wisconsin 44th in the country for its road conditions, a slight improvement from its 49th ranking in 2017. Historically, transportation funding has sharply divided Republican leaders during state budget negotiations. What solutions would you like the new Transportation Task Force to explore? What do you think we should do to fund our roads? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Laurel White stays with us. She is WPR's state capitol reporter. And Laurel, we heard from Ruth from West Allis who couldn't stay with us, but she said she wouldn't object to a few cents of an increase for a gas tax because the local roads are really in need of repair. And it sounds like Clint in Sun Prairie has perhaps a similar look at it there. Clint, good morning.
Hello. Yeah, so thinking about this task force and what they're going to be looking at, you know, one of the things I would hope that their objectives would be is how can we be transparent with the taxpayers of Wisconsin and how whatever we decide to do would benefit the, you know, the state of Wisconsin, and just knowing that tourism is such a big part of our economy, if there's a way that we can just see how, whether it's a gas tax or whatever they come up with, that we can see that we're getting a return on our investment. So hopefully there will be some sort of transparency into that that will help this move along, whatever solution they come up with.
Clint thinks, can a gas tax have that transparency that Clint is looking for?
You know, I think that that's a really interesting point and something that this task force might be more able to do than lawmakers have been able to do in the past, because there have certainly been plenty of lawmakers that have been pushing for more transportation funding, more revenue for transportation, and they've cited tourism as a reason for that. You know, having good roads for people to travel through the state, get up north, get to a cabin, a vacation rental, etc. But perhaps having these transportation groups, or these tourism groups rather, on the task force to participate in the discussion, to present this report at the end and say, hey, we're tourism experts. We believe that, you know, the state brings in this much money. We think roads might be impacting it negatively by this much. You know, I think that's a way to have these different stakeholders in a little bit more prominent place, perhaps, for the state, to have them sort of in the spotlight. It's certainly something that we haven't done before, at least since I've been around covering state politics, to have these individuals front and center in the debate.
Let's go to Mike joining us from Madison. Hi, Mike.
Hi. A while ago, I made a proposal. It was kind of unusual, and it was well publicized, but a lot of controversy over it. It was basically to fund the road building infrastructure that may not be needed, actually, because we would use money to reward people who pay people who drove less miles annually with their vehicles, and therefore reduce the wear and tear on highway and the need for more expansions of highway, and the money that would come from that would become from reduced highway construction money.
What do we know about that proposal of rewarding for driving less?
That's interesting. That's something I actually haven't heard about. I think an interesting follow-up for me on that would be, I think generally the most wear and tear for roads comes from those heavyweight semis that are hauling heavy materials. And I think it would be pretty darn difficult to incentivize those folks not to use the roads as they're using it for commerce. I'm not sure how much getting kind of, the family car off the road, how much getting some of those off might impact road conditions. But that's interesting. That's an interesting idea.
There's some political history with this topic. How did transportation funding become this contentious debate in the state legislature?
Well, this was a really big deal, as I'm sure you remember, in the last state budget. It was the major reason the state budget was delayed by about 10 weeks. The state budget's due on June 30th. The last budget was just passed in September. And that was because of a very public disagreement between the Republican leaders of the state legislature. I think we're pretty used to kind of the back and forth between the two parties, but this was a high profile clash within one party about how to move forward on this debate. And it's really, it comes down to the tax increases, I think, and who is comfortable with a tax increase and how much. There was a discussion from Governor Walker about if we're going to raise the gas tax, we need to cut another tax a corresponding amount. And, you know, that adds another piece to the puzzle. So I think that, you know, over the years, it's been a fundamental debate about raising those funds to get more revenue and by how much and what other conditions are tacked onto it.
Let's go to Mary Kay joining us from Kenosha. Good morning, Mary Kay.
Good morning. To promote alternative transportation and to end a lot of gridlock, I think we should be putting a tax on the people that sell vehicles.
A tax on people who sell vehicles, so looking at car dealerships?
Yes.
Mary Kay, have you seen this work elsewhere?
Have I what? No, I just know it would probably, people would say before they're going to pay a lot of money for cars that are ready to fall apart, that they would rather take a different form of transportation.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mary Kay. I appreciate it. Yeah. So, you know, as communities throughout the state have been putting wheel taxes on ballots and invoking other measures to find more local funding for road repair and construction, do we know if state lawmakers are encouraging these types of local funding or if they'd like to get to a stronger statewide model?
That's a huge part of the debate. Some lawmakers are saying that that should be up to the community. That if communities choose to put more money into their local infrastructure, then they should have the power to do that, and that's great, but it shouldn't be mandated by the state. So that's a big part of the debate. Others are saying these local communities shouldn't have to vote to tax themselves more, that that resource should come from the state. That's the state's responsibility. So again, you have a very fundamental debate here. You've got the debate about taxes that we were talking about before, and then you have a debate about local control and the role of state government and how much it should be involved in people's lives. So I think that that's certainly something that's going to continue as this debate evolves for this budget cycle.
Do we know how much power this task force will have in whatever it ends up offering the governor in terms of proposals?
Well, I think that because this was something that was created by the governor in a high-profile way, he mentioned it in his State of the State address, he's talked about it frequently, obviously made those remarks at the first meeting, I think he's going to make a point of letting folks know what the results of the task force are. And it would be my guess that he'll work to include those recommendations as he can in his state budget proposal, which is expected at the end of this month. So I think because it's created by the governor and sort of the governor, and he's able to make his budget proposal, of course, autonomously from the state legislature, I think the task force could have a fair amount of say. Now, how far the state legislature runs with whatever the governor includes from the task force in his budget proposal is certainly yet to be seen.
Do we know how the public feels about any one of these proposals? Is there any polling out there or any data?
There is. So we actually just got some brand new polling from Marquette University about the gas tax. This is something that that group has done polling on before. As of right now, it's a little bit underwater in terms of raising the gas tax in Wisconsin. Only 42% of those surveyed favored raising the gas tax or vehicle registration fees to pay for roads. 52% said they would prefer to keep gas taxes and fees where they are. So if the task force does recommend doing that, lawmakers get on board with it, lawmakers are going to have to do a little bit of work to drum up some public support.
And the budget is coming soon. Will we see some of these strategies from the task force emerge in the next few weeks, or is that too fast?
Is it too fast? State government does often move slowly, all forms of government. So I think they're working to move pretty quickly on this. There's another meeting coming up. They're having different meetings across the state for this task force to talk to different stakeholders and get input from different folks. So I think that that they're aiming to move quickly on this. And as I said, the governor's budget proposal is coming up later this month, and I think they want to be a part of that. So in terms of state government, this will be working at light speed.
Transportation funding, as you had mentioned, has always held up the state government in the past. Do you make any predictions of that playing out again with the new governor? Where does this move forward?
I think this is going to be a huge part of the debate. This was a huge part of the governor's campaign. When Governor Tony Evers said something about everything being on the table for road funding in Wisconsin, that became kind of a flashpoint and something that former Governor Walker really pushed back on. So obviously voters chose Governor Evers. He's in office. He said all options were on the table, but he didn't win by a huge amount. So I think the state is divided about this, and that certainly has been reflected by state lawmakers in the past, and my guess would be in the future.
Laurel, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Laurel White is WPR's State Capitol reporter, and we've been talking about a new bipartisan task force that's trying to solve the funding crunch over the state's transportation network. Up next, it's news. Then the State Capitol report continues. State Senator Andre Jacques joins us to discuss new legislation surrounding prostitution. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're with us on The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.